Topic 76, Humility. 1. I would like also to point out with all the clarity and power at my disposal the very deep necessity for humility and its constantly recurring expression. I refer not to an inferiority complex, but to that adjusted sense of right proportion which equips its possessor with a balanced point of view as to himself, his responsibilities, and his life work. This, when present, will enable him to view himself dispassionately and his presented opportunities with equal dispassion. Undoubtedly, all disciples, you among them, have speculated upon your status and standing upon the path and upon the status of your co-disciples. That is, after all, both natural and human. Some of you are too humble in the personal sense and not in the sense of true humility. By that, I mean that you are so afraid of pride and bombast and an overestimation of your capacities that you are untrue to the realities and belittle the power of your souls. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 95. 2. He needs also to cultivate that true humility which will force him to give all he has in selfless service, and then to forget that he has thus given of himself. He must have no thought of himself as a factor in the case. Only when detachment and humility are present can a disciple really serve. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 417. 3. Think humbly, speak wisely, and work ceaselessly. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 555.